The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. With summer comes several obvious things. Heat. Sweat. Sunshine. Sunburn. Insects everywhere, including those that want blood. As I'm recording this, these days here, I've been putting on Neosporin, it's an antibiotic, on my trigger bites. I grew up in Wisconsin, and we had mosquitoes and horseflies, and oh, they would bite and bite. And the mosquitoes, they would itch for a day or two. You scratch them, and you don't put anything on them, and they'll go away in a day or two. Horseflies, their bite was orange, and it shocked you. And it would itch real hard for a day, and then it would be gone. But when I came down here into Missouri, I found out a unique thing. They're chiggers. They're little tiny little things. They're in the grass and the bushes. I remember one time I was a student at the seminary. I went to a farm and picked blueberries or blackberries, some sort of berry. And when I was done, the next day, I think we counted 60 chigger bites on me. And I treated them kind of like a mosquito bite. Just scratch them a little and just ignore them. Well, it kept going and going. And 1 week, 2 weeks, and then some of these, because I'd itch a little bit and then quit, itch a little bit and quit. Sometimes they'd rub on my pants because they're on my knees, my ankles. They got big and red. I'm talking like as big as your fingernail. They were huge. And I had to go to the doctor. And the doctor looked at it and went, "Ugh, you've got a secondary infection." He thought that the chigger was inside and it died. I don't know if that was it or if just the poison was inside and I kept itching it and it created an infection. I don't know. I had one doctor say it just creates a reaction with your histamines. And the more you itch it then, the more, for me, it gets inflamed and then it can get infected. The only way I was able to clear that up that first time was a big round of antibiotics. And so I learned from that. Whenever I get chigger bites, I put on Neosporin, an antibiotic. It's over the counter. And I put it on 4 times a day for about 3 days. And then they pretty much subside. And yes, they itch a little. But as soon as I start putting the Neosporin, they slow down a little bit. Well, this past week, I walked across the lawn and I stopped for 2 seconds, and that's when I got the 5 mosquito bites that I'm now doing the Neosporin. Medicine's a wonderful thing, isn't it? Without it, I know I would be dead several times. I've had to have several rounds of severe antibiotics and some other things as well. It kind of put me in mind that, you know, diseases are a lot like sin, or sin is a lot like diseases. At first, like a mosquito bite, they itch and you scratch it and scratch it, and oh, that feels good to scratch it. But then it only gets worse, and that's how sin is, kind of. You do a little bit, and oh, it feels so good, but it only gets worse and worse, and then just like my my chigger bites of many years ago that got that secondary infection, the only thing that would stop it was medicine. It's a poison. Well, that poison for me spiritually is sin. The medicine for me spiritually is Jesus. He's the one who cleanses us, makes us clean. And this reminds me of a psalm. I'd like to share some of the verses of the psalm. Psalm 103, starting at verse 2. "Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." And now the psalmist is going to list some of them. "Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases." I love how he started first with the spiritual and then went to the physical. Going down to verse 10, "He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are but dust. Kind of coming back to the physical here again. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it and is gone. And its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children. That's the end of the psalm. I love it how he, even in the middle of this, talks about us physically, like grass of the summer and the flower, and only for a short time, and it's gone, remembered no more. And that sometimes is how our lives is. Remembered, no more, gone. Ah, but then he goes, but the Lord's love is everlasting to everlasting. He remembers us. He will not forget us. And that's why it's so comforting to know the Lord. For multiple reasons. One, he's the one who provides the medicine for the body to heal it. He's the one who provides the medicine spiritually for the soul to heal it, and that is the forgiveness that Jesus provides. So every day as I put on this Neosporin, I thank the Lord for that medicine, but I also thank the Lord for the spiritual medicine that will keep me alive forever and ever, even as his love is. Yeah, I sin, but he removes my sin far from the east is from the west, as high as the heavens are above the earth. He remembers them no more. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for your love and care, and that you are the medicine for the soul. Bring healing to our soul, and Lord, when we need it, please also bring healing to the body. Thank you for medicine, for surgery, and all the other blessings that you have provided. In your name we give thanks. Amen. I'd love to hear from you. You can write me at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.andrus at not-alone.net.